Nick is calling from Texas. Oh, we got a right winger. Nick, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Fair to partly cloudy. How about you? And then, you know you don't give a tinker's damn how I am. Get on with your scream and your riff. Go ahead.
No. I think that's what makes America great.
What makes America great are Democrats and liberals and progressives. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering what your thoughts on the protesters, excuse me, during the inauguration were.
Not enough of them. There should have been 5 million of them out there. I thought you wanted to say that Air America radio types are left wing radicals.
Well, I think that's pretty much a given.
What's a left wing radical to you?
Well, a left wing radical to me is somewhere between something that borders on dissent and sedition.
All right. What is sedition to you?
Well, what I wanted to say was the protesters...
Just a second. We'll get to that in a second. What is sedition to you? Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, that the tree of liberty has to be fertilized, I'm paraphrasing, every once in a while with the blood of tyrants and patriots. So what is sedition to you? What does Al Franken do, or I do, or Randy Rhodes does, that you consider close to seditious?
Well, what I wanted to get to is that...
No, you have to answer that first, or I'm going to cut you off. This is the Malloy program, not the Nick program. So I answer that question, then we'll move on.
Okay, so you want to know specifically what I think you do that...
What to you is seditious? That's all I'm trying to get to. What to you is seditious?
Well, do you guys promote the group Answer?
No, we don't. Nobody promotes it. What are you talking about? They happen to be... No, we don't. No, we do not. We do not promote... A group like Answer. Answer organizes demonstrations. Who in the hell told you we promote Answer?
I thought I was under the impression that Janine Garofalo was a supporter of the group Answer.
She may be in support of the demonstrations, but that's not the network. If one person who works for this network says, yeah, I support what they do, what you're doing is a typical right-wing thing. You're taking something Janine said and you're twisting it. Now go on to your question.
I was just going to say they're funded by the Communist Party.
Oh, for Christ's sake, no, they're not. What are you, out of your mind? Are you who told you that? Is that based on your research?
Yeah, the workers.
Yeah, where did you find that information?
It's common knowledge.
No. Don't give me that common knowledge crap that you right-wing freaks always come up with. Give me a specific source.
You guys just name-call.
Nick, give me a specific source. We name-call because you right-wing freaks can never come up with anything that you can verify or state categorically. Every time you do this, you and your ilk, where we say to you, what are you talking about? Give me a source. You say, well, it's common knowledge. No, it's not. It's common knowledge among you freeper freaks. That's where it's common knowledge. Now, if you can cite one source, go for it. If not, move on to your next subject.
Okay, my next subject is my next subject is Iraq, and I was curious to I wanted to ask you if you thought it was wrong to go after Hitler since Hitler didn't attack.
No, Hitler has nothing. Hitler has nothing to do with Iraq. Are you in the military?
I was in the military.
No, are you in the military now?
No.
Why not? Pick up a gun and go kill some Iraqis. What the hell's wrong with you? Are you being seditious?
I'll stand side by side.
No. You go. I'm anti-war. I'm anti-war.
You don't want to go?
Oh, hell no. Why should I go kill innocent civilians?
Oh, they're innocent civilians.
Yeah, that's right. Why should I go kill innocent people? Why should I go kill innocent people?
Did Hitler attack us at Pearl Harbor?
No, you moron. What the hell is wrong? All right, you're out of here, Nick. Goodbye. Cut him off. Jesus, what a dumbass. Jesus, I can't stand these people. Did Hitler attack us at Pearl Harbor? You see? You see what I'm saying? You know, let these guys on just so I have something to play with, like a cat plays with a mouse. And it's just not worth it because eventually they come to that. Well, what about Hitler attacking us at Pearl Harbor? Jesus. Because the revolution was not there, and it has been lost to say for that mistake. The Hindenburg was a giant Zeppelin. Its makers made a minor oversight. Before they built.